Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The Indwelling Trinity. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:19. One of the great doctrines of Christianity is the doctrine of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, who lives in the heart of each believer who trusts in Christ for salvation. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God? At the same time, God is one God, so all three persons of the Godhead must, through the Spirit, likewise indwell the believer. Note Paul's prayer for the believers in the Ephesian church, that he would grant you to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. This request acknowledges the indwelling Spirit. Christ also prayed for this, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, the Spirit of truth, for he dwells with you and shall be in you." Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, Ephesians 3:17, that we might know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Here is the indwelling Son. This is also revealed in Galatians 2:20 and Colossians 1:27. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God, Ephesians 3:19. This can only refer to the indwelling Father, as well as the entire triunity of the Godhead. Can this indwelling be ours? Note also that the entire prayer was addressed in the first place to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This likewise is a reflection of Christ's promise. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. John 14:23. Filled with all the fullness of God, what a wonderful privilege and responsibility is ours.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.